This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Now's the time of the show. We do things just a little different. We like to shake it up. Like to think of the bringing you the side of bread along with your meal, otherwise known as the rest of the show. So this is a nice piece of, what do you like, sourdough,
sure.
Whole grain?
Absolutely, all of
all
it.
All that kind of stuff?
Anything with carbs in it.
All right, this is news carbs. That's what we're going to call this segment from now on. It's the ramble. I really like that, news carbs. Okay, to go with your carbs, how about some ham? 16 tons of ham and bacon were stolen from a warehouse in Sydney, Australia. Now, apparently, they were pilfered sometime between Saturday and Sunday night from Zammit Ham and Bacon Curers. Now, not really clear how they were able to get away with so much meat, but the owner showed up and found a giant hole in the wall. That could be one of the reasons. At least they were polite robbers. They wrote a note that said, "Thanks and Merry Christmas." Now, if you're wondering how much all that ham and bacon was worth, $88,000.
I don't know if I would want to be someone who is buying stolen ham or bacon that was being fenced. Presumably somebody's not eating it. So
what they need to do, they need to watch all the farms if there's a giant egg ripoff. Those are the guys.
Interesting story out of New York, where back in the 80s, a guy who was a doctor, he had an acquaintance at his work who was a part of a lesbian couple, and she wanted to have a child, and so he agreed to donate some of his sperm for this child. And they sort of had an informal agreement that, he wouldn't be really a father to the child. He was just doing this, he says, kind of to do a favor for someone that he knew. Although over the years, he did send the kid a few cards. He signed the cards daddy. He talked to the kid a few times on the phone. But that was about the extent of their parental relationship. Except now a judge has said that this man actually has to pay child support for this kid, who's actually like 18, I think, and about to go to college. And so the whole sort of issue that the court was looking at was whether what constitutes being a father.
So, right. Well, I mean, they kind of made every legal mistake possible.
Yes. They didn't write anything down. He signed the cards daddy.
Put the name on the birth certificate. Yeah, I think he's going to have a little trouble not paying any sort of support.
Well, it looks like
he's
going to happen. So good luck to them.
And this just in from North Dakota. Who doesn't love that? National Geographic excavators have unearthed large pieces of dinosaur flesh and scales. So rare and unusual, it's being called a dinosaur mummy. Now, the dinosaur was actually found by a high school student who nicknamed it Dakota. Found it back in 1999 on his family's property. It's believed that the dinosaur is a hadrosaur, I think that's how you say it, a duck-billed creature about 65 million years old. He actually went on to become a paleontologist. He returned he got National Geographic team to come in, work with him. And so far, they have pieces of tail, arms, and body. They're excavating it. And, of course, it is being documented for the National Geographic Channel. It's called Dino Autopsy. And it's going to air on December 9th.
Cool. This writer's strike continues. And it just seems like it's so hard for these two groups, the Writers Guild and the producers, to get an agreement. Who could possibly convince the writers to put down their picket signs for even a night? Well, maybe this gives you a clue.
No! Elizabeth's not having it.
Old Violet Eyes, Dame Elizabeth Taylor. Yes, she performed over the weekend in a production of A.R. Gurney's play Love Letters. It was in honor of World AIDS Day, mm-hmm. which was on Saturday, we talked about on this show. She's a longtime AIDS activist and philanthropist, and she had asked the writers for a one-night dispensation to perform in this play for charity, and she got it. I guess there were 500 audience members there. They paid $2,500 per ticket. Maria Shriver was there, First Lady of California, and they were trying to raise $1 million for the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. So I guess that there is some flexibility.
The power of La Liz.
Yay!
That does it for the ramble.